Come on, Fran. Come on. I know you're awake. You never sleep.
Hello. You've called Fran Potts. It seems I'm not home right now, but if you just leave a message...
Bitch!
Who were you calling?
None of your business.
None of my business. Whose business is it then? This whole situation is pretty fucked up, but it definitely affects both of us. So if you think you're gonna keep freezing me out...
Shut up! Do you seriously think that you have the right to open your mouth? You think you're in a position to bitch? Remember when I said that the situation was too complicated to describe it in one word? Forget that shit. In reality, it's very simple. You're my prisoner. You got me? I'm making myself clear? You're a prisoner and you will behave like a prisoner, and you will obediently remain silent until I decide what I'm going to do with you. Is that clear?
Prisoner? Look at me, Lana. Do I look like a prisoner? Somehow I don't see the chains on my hands and feet. I could just break your neck right now and run. Does it look like I'm captive?
Break my neck? If you were the least bit honest with yourself, I would have been dead a long time ago. Lots of people have died and will continue to die because of you, but you still refuse to consider yourself a murderer. Why, Jack? Just because you never strangled anyone personally? Just like you don't consider yourself a thief because you decided to limit yourself to an idiotic 500,000. I've always been surrounded by people who know how to brainwash everybody around them, but I've never met another man who has so completely brainwashed himself. Those are your chains, Jack. It's your endless self-deception.
Camilla, what the fuck? My penis turned into an icicle 20 minutes ago.
It's not Camilla.
Ethan? What's the matter? Who is it?
I'm sure it must be Jeff. He might have some new information on the case I told you about, remember? He warned me that he might come at night if there was something urgent. So I told him that
Ethan,
I would...
What the fuck are you talking about? What's the matter with him? He can't just call?
Marla, baby, I'll talk to him for 2 minutes and get back to bed, okay?
If you don't come to bed right now, I swear, Ethan, you'll be sleeping on the couch for the rest of your very short and very painful life.
2 minutes, baby. Just 2 minutes.
What do you want, kid?
Sir, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, sir. I understand that this will sound weird, sir, but over there, some guy on the phone wants to talk to you. He says his name is Bobby Flash.
Ethan. Ethan, is that you?
Yes, Jack, it's me.
Ethan, I need help, Ethan. Help me. I know that only you can help me.
Where are you, Jack?
What's the plan, Ethan? Tell me what we're gonna do. Tell me everything in detail.
Where are you, Jack? Where are you now?
Just tell me what to do, Ethan. We'll do whatever you say. Just tell me the first step, the second step. Explain everything to me in order. I need to explain everything to me, Ethan.
Just tell me where you are and I'll come. I'll come as soon as I can.
Let me come to you myself, okay? I'm here. It's not safe here. I can't stay here any longer. I'm leaving now. I'll try. If they grab us, Ethan, I'll tell them that you don't know anything. I'll tell them that.
Jack!
I won't tell them that you helped me. I won't tell them anything. We'll make sure of that.
Jack! Listen to me. Don't go anywhere. You need to turn yourself in, Jack. That's the only way I can help you, all right?
What?
You need to turn yourself in, Jack. But I give you my word that
No, Ethan, not you. Ethan, just not you. Why are you doing this, Ethan? You know me. You know me. You know who I am. They don't know, but you know. Have you forgotten me, Ethan? Remember who I am, Ethan. It's me. It's me.
Jack, I promise you. I promise you as a friend that as soon as you...